Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week, we are talking with one another about the word adoption. If you are a Christian, then God has adopted you into his family. He's your true parent. And there are certain qualities we have as God's adopted sons and daughters. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6, we're looking closely at two of these. Last time we saw the first one, it is this. The first quality of the adopted child of God is the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts. The Spirit is our legal seal. He has signed our adoption papers, and our dad is now God. Today we come back to this sixth verse of Galatians chapter 4 and learn the second quality of the child of God. Are you ready for it? It's incredible. Well, ready or not, here it comes. The second quality of the adopted children of God is that God is our Abba Father. Maybe that doesn't sound so incredible to you. Yes, yes, we get it, Mark. God is our Father. You might even be thinking of the prayer the Lord taught his disciples to pray, Our Father who is in heaven. But when we examine this word, really a name, Abba, more closely, I believe most of us are in for quite a pleasant surprise. At first, let me read this to you from Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts crying, Abba, Father. Abba is an Aramaic word, and the equivalent in the Greek language is Father. That is why the text reads, Abba, Father. Paul was translating Abba for his Greek audience. And to call God Abba is to say that God is our daddy, or God is our papa. That is why Abba was used by young children to speak of their fathers in Palestine. Abba is a word of love, of endearment, of an affectionate fondness. It presents us with a picture of the adopted sons and daughters, now legally his own, running and jumping into the bosom of our daddy, as he wraps his arms of love around us and provides such assurance, nurture, care, and protection. This is what we receive from our Abba Father, God. Furthermore, according to my favorite scholar of biblical Greek, Dr. Kenneth S. Wiest, quote, it is possible that the use of the name Abba was derived from the Lord Jesus. Abba, the very term Jesus used to express the wonderful thought of filial relationship to God, end quote. I personally find it incredible that Christians have such an intimate relationship with God, our Abba Father. Tomorrow, I want to talk about this more, but as we finish with Galatians 4, verse 6, notice one other reality. It is the Holy Spirit within us that cries, Abba, Father. The word cries here means a loud cry, a public announcement. It announces how intense this cry of the Spirit is within our souls. And this is where these two qualities found in the adopted children of God come together. The Holy Spirit lives in our hearts. That is the first quality. And God is our Abba Father. That is the second quality. Well, it is the Holy Spirit within our hearts that cries, Abba Father. I trust you see how these come together, these two qualities. Taken together, this means we are truly God's people. How do you know you belong to God? How do you know you are his adopted son or daughter? Here's how. The Holy Spirit within your heart cries out to God, saying, Abba, Father. There is more on this tomorrow on the Friday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.